Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Britt, you're back.
What's going on?
Welcome out.
You're in one piece, at least physically.
It's like rocking music bed. I really like that there.
Well, pumped
up.
Back.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us, man. This is going to be stressful. For those that weren't listening the Friday you took off, just give a... I know it's a complicated family history,
yeah,
but if you had to do it.
I wasn't raised by my mom. I was raised by her parents, and I was sort of in touch with her on and off my whole life. I've been a lot closer to her since I was about 18, 19 years old, but not... I've probably only seen her half a dozen times since then, you know, and I'm 30 now. So the last time I saw her was in 2004, the summer of 2004. I went and visited her, and that went okay, you know.
What do you mean by okay?
I think usually what happens when I go to see her is the first day goes fine, the second day goes fine, the third day we have some giant blow-up fight, and everybody's reduced to tears, and she says, I'm sending you home, and then somehow we work it out, and the rest of the visit
I'm
goes
sending
okay.
You home sounds so... 7-year-old.
I got that again this time. It was good.
She threatened to send you home.
You no tears this time, though. So I have just...
It's sending evolving.
You. I'm dismissing you.
Sending you home. It's like when you're at camp and you do something wrong, they send you home to your parents.
If you wear the
from school.
Yes.
Yeah. I've learned to deal with her a lot better. That's basically what I learned from this visit is that I... personally have grown up a lot, even if she hasn't. So I wish that it was a more exciting story. I wish I had some like huge, like this happened and then I said this and she said that, but it wasn't a great visit, but it wasn't a terrible visit. Nothing awful happened.
Was it about 3 days in when she was going to send
was,
you home?
Yeah. It always is. The thing is, you know, as soon as I got there, I knew she was real uncomfortable. She was really uncomfortable the whole time.
Well, she didn't even come to the airport to pick
she
you up.
She didn't come to the airport to pick me up. And I, you know, the funny thing is I got there to their house and I got out of the car and I went up and I was going to give her a hug and she turned around and walked into the house and I was like,
what?
Okay. Mm. And then I walked up to her in the house to give her a hug and she was saying something else and I'm like, can I hug you? And then she's like, oh, right. You know?
She just doesn't know how to do it at all.
No, she doesn't know how to do it. And that's the thing. You know, she just, it just makes her real, real uncomfortable. And, you know, the whole first day that I was there, she kept saying, well, you really shouldn't have come. You should have stayed home. I got a new dog. I got a new rescue dog. She kept saying, you should have stayed home with your dog and you should have done that, you know, and I don't know why you wanted to come here anyway, because you're just going to be bored. And I'm like, are you trying to still convince me to not come? Because... I'm here.
Yeah.
Now.
Too late.
Right. So, well,
I mean, here's what you told us about your mom is that, I mean, she was, she's always been uncomfortable being a mom. She doesn't know how to do it. So if she didn't know how, I said this to you before, if she didn't know how to do it then, why would she all of a sudden know how to do it now?
Yeah. Well, and I, because of that, I think she's always been kind of uncomfortable with my interest in her. You know what I mean? Like, if she's uncomfortable with being a mom and I'm looking at her and going, be my mom now. Okay, do it. Which I'm not. But she feels like I am. And she doesn't know what to do. So, you know, the whole time I was there, she was really uncomfortable. She was very self-conscious. She kept saying, oh, you probably hate our house. Every meal, it was like, oh, you probably hate this food. And it was like, no, it's fine.
It sounds
fine.
Like a combination of the not wanting to be a mom and then still caring about what you thought, though. I mean, I think it's like this really weird mixed message.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it sounds so alien life form that I'm fascinated by how in Bert's mom's life, like there are a lot of people that think she's really normal, like in her career life and all of that kind of
like
stuff.
Her patients.
Like her patients.
Patients, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but in your family life, I think she's so alien. So, like, is your mom in the same way? Like, she's...
No.
No.
Nobody really thinks she's that normal, I don't think.
Well, my mom has done, it's a little bit, that's a little bit misleading, because in my opinion, my mom has surrounded herself with people just like she is. So if you're an alien amongst aliens, then you're the normal one.
You're normal.
Right. My mom has done that to a degree. But the thing is, she doesn't, you know, I used to think that there was a possibility she would come visit me here. And a lot of times I'll think, oh, I should take my mom this place. She would really like this. Or she'd really like to come and meet all my pets because she loves animals. But after being there, I don't think there's any way I'm going to see her.
But you said
here,
she is.
She's not going to come visit me at all. When people come, my stepfather has friends around in the area, in the neighborhood and things. When they come over to the house, she goes upstairs. She doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Well, she's got social anxiety of some sort, right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, for sure. So she was just uncomfortable the whole time. And then she started saying things like, well, you just sprang yourself on us. Well, you just showed up here uninvited. You know, and I was like, well, I asked you if I could come. And she said, well, what, you know, you're my daughter. What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to say no? And I said, well,
the words literally came out.
Yeah. I said, well, you could have told me it was a bad time. If it's a bad time, you could have said that and I wouldn't have come. That's why I asked you in the first place, you know. But all of these things that she says, you know, in the past definitely would have really upset me, you know, telling me that I was there uninvited. And this time I was just like, yeah, whatever.
Because she's consistent with it. And it's this, like this still defense hurts. Mechanism.
She never stopped the whole time I was there. And she would be so uncomfortable. I actually spent a lot of time just hanging out in my room, just reading and doing other stuff, you know. And I would give her a generous amount of time every day to just be by herself.
Here's the problem. Like, you and I are going through sort of the same thing with our parents also. I haven't talked too much about it on the air just because it's so complicated. And it just feels so... 17-year-old, but like I keep lowering the bar for my parents, lowering it and lowering it and lowering it to a point to where like it's not acceptable anymore.
Yeah.
Like just because they're your parents, it's just not acceptable for them to hurt you, or you can't lower it so much to where you're like, okay, go ahead, do it. That's just who you are. Go ahead and hurt me and my family.
That's absolutely how I feel about my dad. And I think my mom, I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, I accept anything you're going to do at this point. And
you can't.
Whatever. Well, you know, I don't know.
Does it hurt you? I mean, when she says things like this and
in the past, if this were 5 years ago and I was there and she said something like, well, you just showed up here uninvited, I would have felt really bad. I would have felt like, oh, my God, I'm here and they don't want me here. But now I can look at her and see she's just really uncomfortable. She's just really self-conscious. You know, she doesn't know how to act. She doesn't know what to say. She doesn't know what to do. It's not about me. It's about her, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can just go, okay, well, you need some time to yourself.
It's a really mature perspective.
And there's
no place on this show.
Yeah.
It's really, really.
We would have known was your take.
You're the grown-up and she's the child.
Well, and the sad thing is that, you know, I left and I could tell that she was sad when I was leaving, you know, and the whole visit, I was there and we talked a little bit. We didn't really talk a ton. It was very superficial kind of visit. Like we ate every day and we watched some TV and then I went home, you know. And like I say, I gave her a lot of time on her own every day. And I left and I saw a Twitter message from her when I got home that night that said, I don't know why, but every time the kid leaves, I cry or like I sob for an hour straight. And it's like, well, that's really sad that she cried after I left, but why wasn't she more
well, she might
present
have
as
she
well
might be
as
trying.
There?
That Jeff was saying is that she doesn't know how to interact with people when they're one-on-one in front of her.
It's almost so unfair to you that's a little bit like using a golf analogy. Like you play 17 holes of golf and you suck, and then you play one hole where you do it just so well
that
it keeps bringing you back. Mm-hmm. Like you weren't even having fun for five days. It was awful.
Well,
and then when you leave, you see the pain in your mom's eyes. So all of a sudden you're like, well, I got to
But at the same time, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't like I hated it. I wasn't that uncomfortable, even though she was uncomfortable. I was like, well, I'm just going to be here. And, you know, my stepfather is, we get along fine. So I would just talk to him and at least I can, you know, commiserate with him a little bit. And she did say one thing she said that was really funny before I left was that she told me that she had been lonely all week because usually her and I talk online every day.
Huh.
And
so you're right in front of her? And
she told me that she had been lonely all week because she hadn't had me online to talk to. I'm like, I'm right here.
Maybe you should have IM'd her from the other room.
Yeah,
you're sitting
totally. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. I think that probably from now on, at least for, you know, the next couple of years, it's better for us to have like an online relationship. And if in another 5 years I feel compelled to go visit her again or try to make it work out again, then I'll probably go visit her and see if anything's changed, you know.
And then you get to the point where you realize she's not going to change.
Right.
So you work out with what you got.
I don't know that she is. I'm not expecting her to at this point. I'm just leaving the possibility open and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, like, I'm fine with it. I went. I did what I could do.
I made my effort.
And
yeah, you did what you could.
Right. Absolutely. Congratulations.
If you want to talk to Brittany, she's on after 10 o'clock, or you can Facebook her also, or you can go to our website at Q100.
You can Twitter me, Q100 Brittany. You can IM me. You can call me on the phone.
The Burt Show.